And let us have the children come forward for a brief children's message. A lot of people here today, lots of little ones. And I just want to say, it is great to have you here at church today. And we hope you have lots of smiles this morning. But I need your help. I need you to help me about what Easter is all about. I'm a pastor, but I've forgotten. Do you think you can help me out a little bit this morning? So we're going to have we'll get there in just a second. We're going to have an Easter egg hunt. What are some of the things that you are expecting to get in those eggs when you open them up? What are you hoping to get? I want to hear about that. Yeah? Candy? Anybody else? Jackson? Money. That's a smart man right there. Yes. What would you like to get in the egg? Candy. All right. Do you know what I would like? I'd love a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you think that would fit in there? When I grew up, maybe you do this with your family. We were kind of old school. By that I mean we used the old hard-boiled eggs. We decorated them, and that's what we hid. Does anyone still do that today, or is that like out of style? Anybody? All right, I'm out of style. All right, good. Well, I brought some eggs here this morning that are going to help us to tell me. I want to hear from you guys what you think Easter is all about. So, who wants to open up the first egg? Any volunteers? Oh, yes. Okay. And please show everyone what you found. All right. What is that? It's a cross. Okay. What do you guys think? How is Easter about a cross? What do you think about that? Yes. Okay. Jesus went to the cross. He carried a cross all the way. Did anyone tell Jesus that he had to do it? No one did. He did it on his own. He did it because he loved you. That's great news. The cross tells us that God loves you and God loves everyone. Okay, can I have a volunteer to open this egg? Okay, wow. Okay. This is dangerous though. All right, go ahead and open it up. See what's inside. All right, can you hold one of them up? You don't look very happy. All right. What does she have in her hand? Does anyone see what she has? A nail? Oh my goodness. That wouldn't be cool if you went outside and there's a nail in the egg. What does that have to do with Easter? Who can help me out? Why is there a nail in an egg? Janie. They hammered it on with the nails. That's right. The nails that Jesus died on the cross, a lot bigger than that. They're like this big and they went through both hands and his feet. And Jesus did that. Lots of pain and suffering so that he could be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Okay, one more. Actually, two more. Who wants to open this one up? Who has not had a turn? Okay. There we go. Asher. Meyer. I always do that. Meyer. All right, what do you got, Meyer? A rock. What do you think a rock has to do with? This one's a little more difficult. What do you think a stone, let's say? Yeah. Good guess. Okay, we're going to read about it in just a second. What does a stone have to do with Easter? Awesome. Man, I forgot all these things as a pastor. Thank you for telling me. The stone closed in the tomb, right? And it was airtight shut, and Jesus came out. That tells us that Jesus can overcome anything, doesn't it? All right, one last Easter egg. Last one. All right, who wants to open it up? Jackson. There you go. What do you got? Nothing. How many of you would be excited if you went out for the Easter egg hunt and there's nothing inside? You'd be excited? No. Why? What does nothing tell us about Easter? Nothing inside. All right. The tomb, when the ladies, and we're going to read it in just a second, the tomb had nothing inside. Jesus' body was not there. So I hope you guys get a whole bunch of candy. I hope you get a whole bunch of money. All right? I want you to have money. But remember today what we talked about, what Easter is about. Nails, a cross, and a stone, and that cave was empty. That's what Easter is about. So happy Easter. Thanks for coming up this morning. Have a great morning. And I will take your eggs back. Parents, I collected all the nails, but the person who got the rock has a rock. I just want to announce that. I couldn't get the rock back. Let us now rise to hear the gospel from Mark chapter 16.